We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, approximately 9 lines from the bottom. The word Vahashlokas, a very, very important sugya, a very, very important blat, Daf Lamed Ches, and it's important to learn it well. It says in the Mishnah that there's an Isser called Bishal Akim, Vahashlokas, Isser Bishal Akim. And Pashas, the Isser is Atchasnas. We'll see in the Gemara, our first thought was the Raisa. But not immediately. How do we know that Bishal Akim is awesome? Omer Abchia Ba'aba, Omer Abyechon, Omer Kra. And Pasuk says, "Oichol bekesef tashbireini v'achalti umayim bekesef titan li v'shasisi." This was a pasuk that was said when Moshe Rabbeinu, they were going up into Eretz Yisrael, and they asked Edoim and Moab, they want to go in to through their country, and they said, "We'll buy the kesef, we'll buy the food, we'll buy the mayim," and we make a deal like this: ma mayim, just like water you're going to drink, shlenishtanu, it wasn't changed. Water is you drink it in its original state. Af oichol shlenishtanu, but any food that's changed, you're not allowed to eat. That's what drasha is. Now, just agav. So Tosis says that this having that was deraisa. You see, this was a gzera kadmoinis even before pas. This gzera came before pas. That's what Tosis arrived. Because you see, this having that was deraisa gzera. But the Gemara says the pasuk. So pasuk says oichol kesef tashbireini, make a hekesh to mayim. Just like mayim was not changed, oichol was not changed either. Ela me'ata pei the Gemara chitin va'asan kloyes. We have here a halacha. We'll see in a second a brisa that if someone a goy has chitim and he turns it into roasted chitim, it's still the same exact kernels, just as roasted. Hachinami the surim, which be asar because it was a shtanu. V'chitim va'hachinami. But you can tell me maybe efshataka va'tanu the brisa chitim va'asan kloyes. If the guy had chitim and he made him into kloyes into these roasted kernels, mutarim it's mutar. So it can't be the geder hadava that it's totally in a shtanu. Somewhere it says, I'll change it a little bit. It didn't change its look, its shape and form. It wasn't changed. When you cook up water, it stays the same exact form. Any oichel that doesn't change its form, then it's mutter. But if it changes form, it's awesome. So, for example, you have chitim made into flour, you're not allowed to eat it because it changed the form. Or, kamachim, but slasa is a different type of flour, shalahem is mutarim, it's mutar. So, it can't be pshat either. Ela kamayim, ma mayim shlenishtanu mibri osama they are, that even when you cook it, it doesn't change its tzura. Af oichos shlenishtanu mibri osama they are. So, we were saying like this, that anything that changes with cooking is called shlakos midaraisa. Means anything that it first of all changes its form and shape, it looks different, and it's donai, they are, it's not lafuke flour, then that would be asr. But for tomorrow now, again, midi or ksiv, don't say or in the pasuk, it can't be a deraisa. So to Gemara, elo midi rabbanon, tapalam chesmav, el midi rabbanon, the cross machta ba'alma, the cross as machta ba'alma. So it's only isder rabbanon. So two things you have to handle. What is the isder rabbanon? Zlok the tap rashi. You know why you can't eat Bishal Akim? You know why? Because my Michael Yodava Tame. Tosis already asks that the Rashi and the Mishnah, Rashi and the Mishnah holds like me, that this is Aschasnas. You know why you can't eat Shlokas Bishal Akim? Because you don't want to get too close to the guy. And here we're saying, Rup Shah Dava Tame? So Vais Tois, according to Rashi, he holds you have both reasons. The Aruch HaShulchan says the reason why Rashi has both reasons is because we know past Palter we will make on. We will make on. Why we make on it? But it was only as the Chastas so we'll make on. But Bishal Akum, we're not make on because there's two things. As Chastas and Davatami. That's what he wants to say, the other Pshatim as well. But Akaponim, Rashi Davatami. Now, Tois speaks out a murder. Because the past, very good. The Aruch HaShulchan says that past, you could tell if something put something. It's white. If you put anything in treifin, it'll change the color in it. That's sourdough. That's what it was. If you put anything else in there, it'll be a problem. That's what he said. Now, Tosis brings down a famous Ravid, which we don't paskin like, by the way, but use as a tziruf. The Ravid says the whole issa bishal akum is only if it's done in the goy's house or the goy's factory. But if it does it in your house, which means your goita or your shifcha cooks for you, Zokta Ravid is mutter. Let's read it inside. The Ravid starts the fourth line of Tosfos on top. It says, Omar Rei Ben Avram Bar David, the Vadish Lokas Osu Chachamim, Ksheva Chom Vasil Mabesle, Avakshim Vasil Beis Yisrael, Ein Lokos, Loya Chasnos, Loya Shem Yachlem Dovatomi. There's no Chasnos, there's no Dovatomi. He says, no. Kivin shu revichavim avasho, lo yicholku, chalach chavim, ben reshus, lo yisrael, shu revichavim. Ki lo oylem yesh lachos shem lo yizar, gam beis shu yisrael, kam reish shu revichavim. So he argues, every time argues. But we do use this rivet as a tziruf. In certain cases, if you have other type of kulas, you could use that rivet. A famous rivet says, in the beis yisrael, won't be a problem b'shalach. So
only
on stomach
and tire.
No, it both reasons. Chassus also. That chassus when guy.
So it's a lashon of loy zara gambe base.
No, that right. That's lashon of time. But the rivet coming says both things. It says there's no chassus, no this. No, it's a rival. Why every time arguing? It's like a loy plug more. He's saying a loy plug. Really, cholku chachamim as the chassus, and also as the tomei. Then it's still a prep shot. Both reasons. But he argues either way. You have to know if he argues in that. But either way, he holds it's awesome. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Omer Rav Kol Nechol Kamoishu Chai. So there's another din, a very important din in Bishlakim. Anything that can be eaten raw, anything that can be eaten raw, there's no problem in Bishlakim. So what we didn't speak out before was like this. Let's cross Machtav Alma. Is that one of the Hagdaras also? Basically, the question is like this. Lamaisa, why is Chitim Vasan Kloya is Mutarim? Why Taka is a Mutter? So until now, we'll say, because it has to also be understand why they are. So that's why we mutter. But Maisa, at the end of the day, we slug that up. So is that true or not? So we have to come back to that to explain why is kloyos that were nasu chitim, chitim and nasu kloyos, why is that mutter? So first, Mandiyama says over here, nu yisoy, that anything nechol kamoy shuchai, ein ba mashum shulu yabichavim. Besura maslu hachi, but that's what they say. Pumbadisa master hachim. Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak Rav Kol she'ina nechal al shulchan malachim. Anything is not served al shulchan malachim. Lafas pays a pass to eat together with bread. Ain ba mashum v'shulei v'chavim. There's no problem v'shulachim. So one says nechal kumushchai. For example, water. That's a case that you can eat chai, you can eat water chai, or you eat an apple. You make a baked apple. There's no problem v'shulachim because nechal kumushchai. And the next one the says no. It's totally in shulchan malachim. My benayu, what's the difference? Ika benayu, dogim katanim, va'ardi v'daisa. These things are not nechal chai. You can't eat fish chai. You can't eat, ardi is type of mushroom, they can't eat chai. And daisa is a type of porridge made out of chitim that can't be eaten chai. So if you hold nechal chai, there is b'shalachim. But if you hold, these things you don't serve by a state dinner, so therefore it will be mutter. Now, why don't we say nafkmina the other way? That something that is oil shulchan malachim, but is nechal chai. Why don't we say that's nafkmina? Why don't we go that way? That's a very Tosfos. Why don't we say a case of dvash or gvina that's oila shulchan malachim, but it's nechal chai. So l'chara, the ma'or says that's nafka mina if that's considered b'shalachim. Zok Tosfos, the second man agrees to the first man yama. He's being more makel. See, not only is nechal chai a heter, and the shulchan malachim is not a heter, and therefore zok Tosfos we passing like that this man yama holds both things al kula, and because it's not a bima chalak is two way, you have to pick one way, but we say no. The second one, they both are true. And that's why we paskin that it has to be that's not nechal chai, and it has to be that's oila shulchan malachim. That's the only time it's a problem of bishlachim. So there's different examples. I'm saying, for example, the OU does not make corn bishl yisrael. The reason is they hold that corn is nechal chai. That's an example. Even though it is oila shulchan malachim, corn could be oila shulchan malachim. They would serve corn by a shulchan malachim as a salad. But still, Lamai says nechal chai. That's what the OU holds. That's an example of nechal chai. And a lot of different examples of what oila shulchan malachim, according to now the big shayla is potato chips. Potato chips is not nechal chai, and it's not bishul yisrael. Why is potato chips not bishul yisrael? So what's the heter? It must be it's not oila shulchan malachim. So now, why is not oil shulchan malachim? So that's a big shaila. So Rabelski in the Tshuva, who was matir, it said because since it's very oily, an oily thing, he said no fancy person would ever eat something oily like potato chips. Therefore, it's matir. Others weren't so happy about it because they do serve different type of potatoes by a chasana, sliced potatoes even. So when does it start turning into potato chips? What's the big shaila? So that's why if some people don't eat wise potato chips, it's not a crazy chumrah. It has some kind of pshat in halacha. Okay. Omer Rav Asi, we're not going to have time to go through everything halacha over here. Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav. Dogim, so now, I just want to speak out one more thing. So back to chitim. Chitim v'nasa kloyos. Why is it taka mutter? Bryce says mutter. So you can say it two ways. Maybe you can say that's not oila shulchan malachim. Or you can say, huh? Right, so that's a third t'nai. So I'm not sure if we keep that t'nai or not. What?
No,
it's not nishtanu. It's not nishtanu why they are. It doesn't change. It looks the same. So the mechalek of the Ran over here says, Another kula. That's what they are. And he says he brings a right from Rashi like that, but he says later on, Avah Rambam, Zokdaran, Kosav, Perak Shavasim, Melchus Machal Surais, Vechen Kloyus of Echovim, Mutar, you know why? The Gozwa Lames, you know, the Mazaman is Chavir Akloyus. Don't invite your friend Akloyus. Aga, you see from the Rambam, that's not telling Shulchim Alachim. People sometimes think, this is a Machlaikis Achrainim, what's called Oyla Shulchim Alachim? Does it mean Dafka by a king, by a state dinner? Or it means, do I invite your friend? A lot of Poskim hold, not a lot, the Machzal Yahol holds like this, and Rabbi Felder goes with this, that if you invite a Choshev guest to your house and serve it, that's called Oyla Shulchim Alachim already. But others say, no, it says Malachim, it says kings. So it means Dafka by a state dinner or a chasana, that's what it means, Oyla Shulchim Alachim. Shall I have far to take together? It's a very, very not familiar, Oyla Alachim. Okay. Omer Rav Asim Rav, Dogim Ketanim Maluchim, if you're eating these, you have that fish that was pickled, and it was a shtickle edible. So, it's already edible because it's meluchim, let's say herring. And if a guy goes ahead and cooks it, it's no bishul akum. You know why? Because it's nechel chai. Now, it's time I speak out of kasha. What do you mean? It's not ilah shulchan malachim, we just said. So, forget about it. It's not a problem anyway. Zok, the first wide line of Tosfos, the wide line, he says, Mekom meluchim the mashma, she'im meluchim asiri, im kain, so I'm marry begdoilim ksas, she'ilum pa ma shulchan malachim. I'm talking about here that they're a little bigger. It says it's ketanim, but it means a little bigger. It would be ilah shulchan malachim. The reason there's no bishul akum is because it's meluchim already. So, it's already nechel chai. Even though it's not really called bishul akum, but if they cook it, it's still called davar mevushal, and it can be used for erev tafshilin. If a chavim takes this fish and makes a kasa d'harasa, which means he mixes flour with this fish and cooks it up, it's aser. So gemara pshita, it's aser because bishul akum al still flour. Maybe you think that harsin is called ikker and it shouldn't be prime bishul akum. Kamashlon kimcha ikker. Since the bracha is mezainis, so the kimcha is ikker, and therefore it's considered bishul akum. We had this idea before. We asked why beer is mutter to eat. Why bishul akum? So Tosfos one or two, Tosfos more. Since to make a shakal, you see the water is ikker. But here the bracha is mezainis on the karas harsinah. So since the mezainis is ikker, so it's considered bishul akum. Now bishul akum can be shayach by mezainis, even though it's not pas. For example, macaroni. If a goita in someone's house makes macaroni, he has to kasher his pot. It's a very scary thing because pasher macaroni is oil shulchan malachim. It's not nechel chai, and it's not considered pas palter. It's considered bishul. Considered bishul because that's, you know, it's mezainis, but it's not pas. So that would be halacha lemaisa if a goita wants to help out. It's very negative when someone has a baby, have a nurse in the house. They always love helping out. They're going to make the kids macaroni while the wife sleeps. If that happens, then your pots of treif, probably all your pots of treif, if you let that happen. So this is halacha lemaisa. If you call up, I've been called up with Shishail, they made macaroni. At that time, it was whole wheat macaroni, and he asked a different Rav, and he said, that's not Eilu Shulchan Malachim. But we're not, for now, again, we're not going to Halacha L'mayis now. Om Rav, Bruno, Om Rav. Yeah. No, it's not cooked already. It's meluchim. It's nechel chai. It's not cooked already. It's meluach. It's not cooked. Herring's called cooked? No. It's called eaten, nechel chai. Yeah, but not for this. Om Rav, Bruno, Om Rav. He lit a fire in the agam. He wanted to clean out the agam. So he lit a big fire and clear out the agam. And there was a bunch of grasshoppers there. And they ate grasshoppers, kosher grasshoppers those days. And it got cooked. So Shai was that bishul akam or not? All awesome. So Moses says, "Hey, what are we talking about? Is the reason why it's also is because you don't know which, now it's all crispy, you don't know which one's kosher and not kosher. My ear v'chavim, if Yisrael nami, if Yisrael did this, it would be also to eat these grasshoppers. Elo, the is b'shem shulei v'chavim, ki agav nimi also. Heck, you say it's also this way. V'amar avchana ba'ami, v'amar avpidas, v'amar yechana, big aside. Hayo v'chavim, the charach reisha, that he was burning the hair off the head of an animal after it was geshachten. That was the way he did it. He used to burn the hair off. So now, the ear of the behemoth, which is very easy to cook, is the problem bishul akum. But you let it eat it. Let mechem ne. I feel mereish uni even from its ear. Why? Al molavuri sarkem mechavi. He's not trying to cook. He's trying to take off here. So that's what's not a problem bishul akum. Hachanami legli agam mechavi. He's trying to clear up the agam. So why is it a problem bishul akum? So tomorrow loylam. So he's asking over here. He burnt up the agam over here. We say it's awesome. Why is it awesome? Bishul akum is not a problem. It's shloim mechavin, which is a big story. That if you're not mechavin, it's not a problem. And if you don't know if it's tummy or tummy or tar, then don't do a goy. Even it's show. And for the Gemara, you're right. Let's read the question inside. I'm a little bit of a sour mechavim. How can I have a good agam mechavim? Trying to clean out the agam. Loyal of lo yod ha'i tar ve'i tamay. I, why didn't it say Yisrael? The Maisa was by a guy. Therefore, he said that if a guy does it, it's also. But you're right. Yisrael does it, it's also. Because it's the case, In such a case, you don't know if it's Tameh or Tar because everything's burnt, and therefore it'll be the same halacha even if it's Yisrael.